Track 2.
第二音轨。
Let's listen, speak, read, and write.
听说读写一把抓。
Page 12 to page 19.
第十二页到第十九页。
What time did you go to bed?
你几点睡觉？
Eric failed the exam.
I feel so sad, Amy.
Maybe you didn't study hard enough.
Amy says,
I did.
What time did you go to bed?
I usually go to bed early, but I didn't go to sleep until 1 o'clock yesterday.
What?
Amy can't believe it.
You mean you spent all night studying, only to get a low score?
I watched cartoons and played computer games until 10 o'clock.
Eric admits.
You must get out of that habit. And taking notes is important.
Yeah, I know. I saw your notebook. You're in the habit of making study plans.
Also, you had better get an alarm clock. You should get up early and spend more time on your lessons.
Okay, I'll try.
Key words.
Fail.
If you fail, try again.
Low.
Lily bought that condo at a low price.
Important.
It's important to wash your hands before meals.
Alarm clock.
My alarm clock is broken. I need to buy a new one.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What happens to Eric at the beginning of the story? A. He passed the exam. B. He failed the exam. C. He forgot the exam. 2. How does Eric feel about the exam result? A. Happy. B. Sad. C. Angry. 3. What does Amy think is the reason at first? A. Eric didn't study hard enough. B. The exam was too easy. C. Eric was sick. 4. What did Eric do before going to bed? A. He studied all night. B. He watched cartoons and played computer games. C. He wrote notes. 5. What advice does Amy give Eric? A. Go to bed later. B. Get an alarm clock and get up early. C. Stop taking notes.
Try to get up early.
试着早起。
Terry is woken up early by Dad.
Dad wants Terry to go jogging with him. Let's listen and write.
Terry is woken up early by Dad. Dad wants Terry to go jogging with him.
Ugh, I feel sleepy, Dad.
Why are you sleepy?
I studied English until 1 o'clock yesterday.
Really?
Well, I played computer games before studying.
Terry admits. No wonder. You should get out of that habit.
I'll try to get up early tomorrow.
Terry promises. Bob studied English until 1 o'clock yesterday.
I'll try to get up early tomorrow. Let's listen and choose.
Terry is woken up early by Dad.
Woken. Wake. Walk.
Let's speak.
Bob studied English until 1 o'clock yesterday. I'll try to get up early tomorrow. phrases and idioms.
片语和惯用语。
In the habit of.
有什么什么习惯。
To do something often and regularly.
例句。
I am in the habit of washing my hands before meals.
She is in the habit of flossing after meals. Get out of the habit.
改掉某种习惯。
To stop doing something often or regularly.
例句。
Mom wants Dad to get out of the habit of smoking.
Andy needs to get out of the habit of not eating vegetables. Key words.
Floss.
Susan always flosses her teeth after meals.
Smoke.
Smoking too much can cause cancer. Go to school.
去上学。
Hurry up, Stephen. I'm tired of waiting for you.
I'm coming.
Be careful, Stephen.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown.
Don't worry about it. Take it easy.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Brown.
Stephen, you forgot your lunchbox.
Thanks, Grandma.
Be good.
I will, Grandma.
They run into Vivian on the way to school.
Hello, Winnie. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Vivian. Walk faster, Stephen. You're too slow.
Don't worry. We have enough time to get to class.
You are generous, Vivian.
Key words. Forget. Enough. Generous.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. Who tells Stephen to be careful? A. Winnie. B. Mr. Brown. C. His grandma. 2. What does Stephen forget? A. His bag. B. His homework.C. His lunchbox. 3. Who gives Stephen his lunchbox? A. Winnie. B. Vivian. C. His grandma. 4. Who do they meet on the way to school? A. James. B. Vivian. C. A teacher.5. Why does Vivian say not to worry? A. They are close to school. B. The teacher is not there yet. C. They have enough time to get to class.